Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. The Brewers' magic number is zero, because we already clinched a spot in the playoffs. We'll discuss the magicker number plus, and the super magic number as we bring in host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dom.
Hey, guys. Happy off day.
Would you like
me
to read you the definitions of those various things?
You know, I caught a bit of this last week, but please read.
These must be the terms that I'm sure you are using in broadcast circles.
These are very, very high mark, highbrow mm-hmm. words to use on
we
the air.
We often talk of the magic number, and we've been saying that the magic number is what the Brewers needed to do to get in, and we got that. We got that this weekend, and so we're in. The magicer number would be what the Brewers need to clinch the division, which is a really important number.
Very.
And if nothing else happens, you are division champions, and nobody can take that away from you. So that's good. And that's, what did we say? That's at eight?
Eight.
Now, the magicer number plus is what I'm calling what we need to clinch the two seed. Because with that, the plus is you get the benefit of not only being a division champion, but you avoid ending up in that wild card round that we talked about, I don't know, in spring, Dom?
Yeah.
That we needed to not see that movie again?
For sure.
And then the super magic number would be the number one seed.
The Brewers' super magic number is 10.
That's so 10. Go ahead and pass that on to BA and the boys over there. Anybody else who needs to hear it.
I was mentally ready for it to be like the magic-ist number and then like the magic-ister plus.
Maybe there's a separate number.
Nope.
All right, so they didn't sweep. You know, oh well, they lost yesterday to the Cardinals. The Jose Quintana thing. So he left the game in the fourth inning after four because of a calf.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a concern to you?
It's a concern for the final 2 weeks, just who's going to start that fifth spot. But I think that it's going to be Chad Patrick. The reality is, I don't think Jose Quintana was going to make the NLDS roster. And the reason why is you only need three starters in the NLDS because there's an extra off day in the DS this year for the National League. So between game one and game two, there's an off day. You start on Saturday the 4th, Sunday's an off day. Tuesday, you play on the 6th, another travel day, off day the following. So the point being, you can have whoever starts game one starts game four on regular rest. Whoever starts game two starts game five on regular rest. So you don't need a third starter. That being said, you may think, well, why not just put him into the bullpen? Well, there's only so many guys you can have down there. You can have 13 pitchers. Three of them are starters. 10 of them are relievers. And when you go down the list, assuming the health of McGill, of Mears, of Hall, you know, that's three guys that are going to join that bullpen coming up into October. And maybe some current guys on the roster are left on the outside looking in. And you don't necessarily need that from Quintana in the DS. We can reconvene for the CS if this is a long time.
So NLCS might be more of a necessity, but that's weeks from now.
Correct. And the other thing about this for the Brewers is this is going to be matchup based, right? I wouldn't put it past the Brewers that if they're playing a team like the Dodgers or a team like the Phillies in the playoffs, teams that are extremely left-handed and are a 500 team when they face a left-handed starter, that Quintana could make a postseason start against one of those clubs.
Is it possible some of these injuries are a bit of a silver lining, Dom, in that you'll have guys rested when you talk about Mears or Logan or Trevor McGill coming back and they're not battle-worn?
Especially in the bullpen, for sure. I think that's the most important thing right now for the Brewers.
I mean, provided they get back.
Yes, right? I know. And McGill's pushed his bullpen back a couple of days just to make sure that he's right. You know, the original goal was for him to be activated during this Angels series. Does not sound like that's going to happen. Hmm. But again, the Brewers are going to get an extra 4 days off if they go to the DS and they avoid that wild card round. That by being you know, the one or the two seed, that's another few days off for everybody, including guys like Sal Frelick and Jackson Churio, who are still nursing little nagging things in their lower body, or even guys like William Contreras, who has a big bruise on his forearm from getting, you know, a wild pitch in his arm. So, like, little things add up by the end of the year, and yes, days like today, days like next Thursday, and then the 4 days off in between are going to be massive just to make sure that you've got all hands on deck for October.
I thought it was super cool how they handled things. We had been peppering them all with questions about how they would celebrate clinching. And Schlesinger finally, at the end of the week, admitted, like, it'll be, you know...
Muted, I think.
Yeah,
is
it'll
what
be
he
muted
said,
was or... the word. And then he said, no, we'll celebrate a division for sure, but, you know, it'll be muted. But what
and
they
we'll had... celebrate.
Yes.
But.
And they did. It was cool. They had a toast. And then that letter from Euchre that Pat Murphy read, I mean, that's so unbelievable. That's so cool.
That's very, very nicely done by Pat Murphy there to deliver it. And, you know, I just kind of get out in front of it here, guys. I feel like a lot of people are thinking that was left behind. I thought that it was very clear that, like, Murph was doing it. If Euchre was here, this is what he would write to us. That's how I took it.
Okay. Well, we were wondering about that, too, whether or not it was an actual letter or not.
Based on what I saw on social media, my initial reaction was I felt like Euchre left a letter.
There's a lot of specifics in that letter.
Read this. Well, so, right, the specific about having the best record in baseball, et cetera, I thought maybe that might have been an ad lib by Murph. It was the joke about being the third catcher.
I love that.
That sounded
but that's
like
what I'm saying. I give kudos to Murph on that. Like, that's a good little line if he wants to slide that in there.
Do you think he'll tell us? We'll ask him tomorrow. We got him tomorrow.
I don't think he'll tell you one way or the other. But the point being is that all season long, you know, we peppered Murph with questions in spring training about Euchre. And he got peppered on opening day about Euchre. And his whole point all season long, Euchre hasn't missed a pitch. Euchre has been with us every single day of the season. And that was an opportunity to remind the guys, this is for Euchre, this is for the family, this is for, you know, the entire state of Wisconsin who grew up listening to him that know they won't be able to hear him say the Brewers won the World Series. This could be the team to do it. And I loved Christian Yelich's comments as well, you know, that you can be friends for life by going all the way. Because this is step one, but if they go all the way, these guys become friends for life.
Yeah, we ran your report today on that a couple of times. That was pretty cool hearing those. You said something months ago that I never forgot when you talked about, like, all the baseball gods. Yeah. Oh, you know what? The baseball gods are with us. Your point was hilarious. You're like, well, we basically have the baseball god.
Yep.
And he's got his thumb on the scale.
I joked that in the first four games of the year, Bob Euchre is one of the baseball guys, and he's still learning about, like, how much power do I have on my team, or is he thinking this is hilarious in those first four games when they set a record for worst run differential ever, and it's like, oh, wait a minute. Now Euchre's got the power, and he's pulling the levers, and all of a sudden, the team has the best record in baseball, the best run differential in baseball, the first to clinch a playoff spot, and could be the one seed in the National League.
So Brewers and Angels, it's a 6:40 first pitch tomorrow night. We are still at home for this series. What do we know about the Angels? Where are they at right now?
Not good. Not good. They just got swept by the Mariners, mopped by them, as I like to say, because it was a four-game series. Bigger
that's
than a
mop.
Sweep.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Exactly. So vibes are not good. They still have Mike Trout, but I feel bad for the Angels
and
right now.
And now back to you. Right?
What if
we have Mike Trout. Yeah.
What if it
you?
Was a two-game series? Is that a dusting?
So a friend of mine in the podcast space of Yahoo Sports, Jordan Schusterman and Jake Mintz, they host a podcast on baseball, and they've called a four-game series sweep a mop. So I've kind of adopted that into my vernacular. Right. And the joke, though, is that in the minor leagues, they are six-game series in the minor leagues. You know, you play Tuesday to Sunday against a singular opponent. So what should the term be for that? They've come to the term that that's a bleach. You know, it's a deeper clean.
Nothing left.
It's
everything.
A deeper clean.
Right. Dom Catronio with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Again, Brewers off today, and we got the Angels tomorrow night at AmFam.
Thanks, go Brewers.